People don't often make decisions by acting as the rational balancer of risks and rewards that is assumed by economists. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. With regard to making medical decisions, we assume that doctors and patients are rational decision makers. Well, we are not, and clinicians and patients often see the world very differently. Both are experts, the clinician, an expert on their medical view, and the patient is an expert on themselves and what they value most. If we were all rational and weighed the risks and the benefits similarly, we could have a computer calculate the very best choice for us based on our age, our ethnicity, and perhaps our family history. However, as humans, we are influenced by irrational beliefs and fears and past experiences. Doctors have a strong confidence in themselves and the power of their medical training and in quasi-science. This is particularly true for experts as opposed to generalists. As Upton Sinclair once wrote, "It is difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on his not understanding it." In contrast, patients have their own experiences and they have their own values and preferences that alter their decision-making. Both doctors and patients are often overly influenced by personal stories that they hear rather than looking at an integrated overview of lots of data across many people who all have the same problem. And it turns out that our more recent experiences, say last week or last month, are far more influential to us than distant experiences. Perhaps we simply remember them better. But recognizing when we are making predictable errors in judgment can prevent harms and dissatisfaction. Another example of our fallibility in making decisions is that people value choices differently when they have only two choices. So say you have to decide between surgery or no surgery compared to multiple choices. You have the option of surgery one or surgery two or no surgery. Cognitive scientists tell us that when we are faced with multiple attractive choices for something, we are more likely to delay making a decision than if we have only two choices. As an example, you're driving home from work and you're going to stop and pick up some groceries. On the way, a friend calls and invites you to a concert. Well, do you go to the concert or the store? Most people, it turns out, would go to the concert. But let's say the story is the same, but now on your way home, one friend calls and invites you to a concert, and another calls and invites you to a movie. Now you have three options. The conflict now between multiple choices leads most people to go back to the original plan and go to the store. The more options exist in life and in medicine, the more likely a person is to choose the easiest plan. In medicine, this has enormous implications. It turns out when there are a greater number of alternatives, say multiple surgery options or multiple pills to treat depression or multiple antibiotics to treat an infection, the decision maker, be they a doctor or a patient, will often choose an option that they would not have selected if fewer options had been available. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.